This week's parsha tells us that after years of struggling with infertility, Rivka finally conceives. There were twins in her womb, but it wasn't a simple pregnancy. The pasuk says, "Vayisroitzetzu abanim bekirba." The children struggled within her. And Rashi knows the strange expression, "Vayisroitzetzu." So Rashi says, it's from the root rots, to run. So Rashi explains, when Rivka would pass the entrance of the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever, Yaakov rots. Yaakov would try to make a run for it. Yaakov instinctively felt the Kedusha, and he reacted by wanting to exit the womb straight to the Beis Medrash. And when Rivka would pass the entrance to a house of Avodah Zarah, Esav mefarches lotzeis. Esav would seek to escape. But the question is, there's a famous Gemara Masechtas Nida that says that a fetus learns the entire Torah with a malach while in their mother's womb. So why did Yaakov want to get out? What could the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever offer that he didn't already have? He's learning Torah with a malach. Could he possibly get a better chavrusa than that? And the Beis Halevi says something very profound. Even if Yaakov was learning Torah with a malach, but his chavrusa was still Esav. That is why he was desperate to leave the womb. Yaakov understood from the very beginning of his existence that being surrounded by wicked influence is spiritually dangerous. So better to forgo learning from a malach than to remain in the company of an Esav. And this teaches us a powerful life lesson. A person may have the best Rebbe, the best Chavrusa, the greatest shir in town, but if he's in a negative social setting, surrounded by bad friends or toxic neighbors or spiritually empty influences, it won't matter. Eventually, the environment will pull him down. The Rambam writes, "Derech b'riyasa shel Adam, it is human nature to be drawn after your friends and companions. Therefore, connect yourself to righteous people and distance yourself from wicked people. Kedei shleyilmed memaseihem, so you do not learn from their ways." A person is greatly influenced by their environment and their surroundings. So people moving to a new neighborhood will typically check, how far is the supermarket? Who is the instructor at the gym? How big is the pool? How's the food in the local steakhouse? How far from the Garden State Parkway? But they fail to check the important things in life. Who's the local rav? Who are the neighbors? Who are the people my children will grow up around? Will this environment inspire me to learn and to daven and to do chesed? Those are the factors that truly shape a person's life. To illustrate how powerful an environment can be, let me share with you an amazing story. There was a man by the name of Franz Rosenzweig who lived in the early 1900s. He was a brilliant German Jewish philosopher, but completely secular. He was engaged to a non-Jewish woman, and he was days away from converting to Christianity. Then World War I broke out. And as a captain in the German cavalry, Franz Rosenzweig was stationed in a small Polish town on the night of Yom Kippur. Out of sheer curiosity, he walked into a simple Polish shtiebel on Kalnidra night, just to watch. He walks in and he's totally blown away. Yidden sitting in their white kittels and their talasim over their head, hunched over their machzorim, and swaying back and forth and davening and crying and beseeching Hashem for forgiveness. He later said, "I walked in as a secular Jew about to marry a goyta, and 15 minutes later, I walked out of Baal Tshuva." He broke off his engagement and fully returned to Yiddishkeit. And this was not 2025 in Eretz Yisrael or America, where thousands of Jews are returning to their roots and becoming from, with the help of so many kirv organizations and amazing teachers at Rabbanim. This was 1915 in Germany, when virtually no one became from. So what caused this dramatic turnaround? What happened in those few minutes that caused this radical change? And the answer is, he was exposed to the holiness of Yom Kippur. He observed the minyan of sincere Jews pouring their hearts out to Hashem. And it reached somewhere deep inside him. It stirred his neshama. It awakened something he did not know he possessed. Kedusha is real. A holy environment can elevate. A polluted one can destroy. Yaakov Avinu wasn't even born yet, but he taught us the lesson of a lifetime. You can be learning from a malach, But if your chavrus is in Asaph, run for the hills. So choose your surroundings. Choose your neighbors. Choose your friends. Because they will shape who you become. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.